Ezras Hashem, tonight what we're up to is Simen Reish Ches Sif Yud. We're talking about Bracha Achas Mein Shalosh. We'll talk about the Girsa of what we call colloquially today Al HaMichya. And what we're going to focus on, I feel very close to the Talmidim and Chutz La'aretz, but at the end of the day, this will be a little bit of bragging rights tonight. And that is the Zchus to be in Eretz Yisrael is something that we're thankful for every day. Every day is a precious gift. There are no promises that we'll have that gift tomorrow. And that's something that's very, very dear to us. The whole bracha of Achas Mein Shalosh really revolves around Eretz Yisrael. The Mechaber writes, if you bebracha Achas Mein Shalosh operes to chutz laretz, chosem al ha'aretz va'al ha'peros. So the bracha really is thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, the whole bracha is we're thanking Al Eretzchem da Tayvu Rechava Sheretz Yisrael V'chatola V'Seinu. You know, people who live in Chutz Laretz or people who live in Eretz Yisrael, and they look at Eretz Yisrael or Bnei Brak, it doesn't matter, Gush Etzion, wherever it might be, as a place that's just more convenient to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then to begin to compare whether Lakewood or Washington Heights is a better place to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu in terms of pragmatics or not, aren't thinking when they say the bracha of Al HaMichya. At the end of the day, so much revolves around our Seinu HaKadosh. So comes along the Gemara in Brachas Mem Dalid, and it says as follows. The bracha says that, if you're a chutz laretz, you also thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael. However, over there you say, al ha'aretz v'al peiros, so Eretz Yisrael, chayseim, al ha'aretz v'al peiroseha. That the conclusion is, al ha'aretz v'al peiroseha. The Rebbe, Rav Nevenzel Shlita, quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Beitzchak Yikare, as discussing whether the line before of Samuch Lechasima, where we say, v'recha la b'kdusha v'tara, do you say al ha'aretz v'al peiros or al ha'aretz v'al peiros? So Rav Shlomo Zalman is of the opinion that you say al ha'aretz v'al ha'peros, and you only say v'al peiros when you're in Eretz Yisrael in the actual bracha itself. But if you're lucky to get a fruit of Eretz Yisrael, so then in such a case, you say al ha'aretz v'al peiros. So if you would think the Chas v'Chalila, my influences about talking about the Chashivas of Eretz Yisrael come from non-holy sources. So this, I was inspired from something that Rav Nevenzel Shlita told me, something to get to really, to l'hachzikes halev. Rav Nevenzel said to me, this day when I learned with him these Mishnah Berurahs, on this day, in other words, this Amud was a very, very interesting day. He said to me a few interesting things. It's now about 6 or 7 years ago. But he said to me, he has the following suffix. If you have a te'ena of chutz la'aretz and an orange of Eretz Yisrael, which do you make a bracha on first? Because we know the halacha that the shivas haminim go first because they're more chashuv. But he says, but the whole reason it's chashuv is because the pasuk is talking about the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael. So he said he's really mesupuk. And he said his das is nota that you should really make a bracha first on the orange. But he said, I'm not sure. And he pulled back. So at the end of the day, the chashivas of Peres Eretz Yisrael, I remember as a child, I remember my parents telling me the story of an elderly couple in Europe who, in those days, it was common to send money to Eretz Yisrael. And they sold their home in Europe, their small hut, to pay a mashulach to go to Eretz Yisrael to give tzedakah and to daven for them, and to bring back one orange from Eretz Yisrael. And I remember described to me their joy and their trepidation when they were able to have a piece of Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah here raises a few points about the girsa in Sif Katanun. First, he quotes the whole bracha of Achas Mein Shalosh about 7 lines in the brackets. He says, "V'yeshe ein omrim v'nochal mipiryovin ispam mituvah." Some people say v'nochal mipiryovin ispam mituvah. Mishnah Berurah says that some people don't. I asked Rav Nevenzel if Rav Shlomo Zalman said, and he said he did not know. However, he did mention to me that this has been quoted in other sources as well, that Reb Shlomo Zalman explained that the minhag of eating sufganiyot, he himself was makbetit mezainis, is because we know that Chanukah is not only the nes of the menorah, it's also Chanukah's hamizbeach. And in Birchas HaMazon, we don't say v'al mizbechecha v'al hechalecha. So to Rav Nevinsel and Reb Shlomo Zalman, Zatzal, that the Va'al Mizbechecha is a critical part, also that we spoke about the Chashivas Eretz Yisrael. It's particularly, of course, what revolves around the Beis Hamikdash. Another phenomenon is a fascinating question of what happens if you have Matzah Shmura, where the Matzah itself, of course, gets benching. But what about the bracha achrona in terms of if you have my wife, we're not, in my family, the Eisenstein family going back a few generations, we're not makbid on gebrachts. So my wife is makbid to make out of matzah shmura. She makes from not stam matzah flour, it's kosher to Pesach, but from the ideal hashgacha, that flour to make cakes, which are, of course, gebracht cakes, but according to the Behuda and the Gra and others, are fully kosher of Pesach. So what happens if you have matzah shmura, of Nevinsel mentions, ha'ochel ugos in Yonah Diyom, because right before Pesach, ha'ochel ugos otavshel mikemach matzah shmura, so Rav Nevinsel suggests, mevarich al ha'aretz v'al michyasa. You don't say ala michya, al michyatsa. Ki kemach matzah shmura b'artzenu kulo me'eretz Yisrael meloyu milivui. If we're talking about grains, so grains are very commonly come from Chutzlarts. However, when it comes to matzah shmura, everything, Rav Nevinsel argued in Eretz Yisrael itself in those days, came from inside Eretz Yisrael. So then in such a case, Rav Nevinsel explained to me a little bit more about Peh, what his suffix was, that when it comes to grains or most food items, where it's a big suffix, whether it came from Eretz Yisrael or Chutzlarts, so no one say, al aretz val michyasa. We just go with al aretz val michya. It's not like, we don't say like al aretz val perisa, where we know where the fruits came from. And we're not going to require people to be mavar to check to call General Mills. General Mills is not an Eretz Yisrael. Whatever the organ is, Telma, to call Telma and so on, to find out that we don't have to do. But in a case where it comes to matz, where it comes from matzah, so then in such a case he argued that all is from the grain of Eretz Yisrael. So one needs to be mavar the mitzius. I don't know as far as the mitzius how that works, but that was a suffix that Rav Nevinsel thought that in such a case there. One should say ala aretz va'al michyasa. In fact, this position is one that's discussed in the poskim, and Renzel seems to be quite clear about how he learns. Another part about the girsa. Ala aretz va'al michyasa, some conclude, when I was a child, many concluded va'al kalkala. So this is also an open question. The Mishnah Berurah doesn't have it. In the first wide line, it says, Baruch Atah Hashem, ala aretz v'ala michya. There's a long Sharet Siyun in Sivkatan Nun Beis in regards to ala michya v'ala kalkala. Because in Magen Avraham, it wasn't just that in Tarat Tamima they said ala kalkala, but there was a many, it goes all the way back to Magen Avraham. So even within Reb Chaim Kanievsky's family, there are two different traditions. His father, the Stipler Dirshu, says that he did say ala kalkala, while his uncle, the Chazunish, did not say halakalkala. So there is a discussion to this day. Many say that the appropriate girsa is alar es v'almichyav, but nahara nahara pashte. At the end of the day, there are different minhagim. However, once funny minhag is some had suggested to say baruch ato Hashem alar es v'almichyav alkalkala lo tzarech lomar. Get the chap. Lo tzarech lomar, so you could say al aretz v'al michya v'al kalkala. I said that, and then I said stam lo tzarech lomar, or al aretz v'al kalkala. But I didn't say it lo tzarech lomar. So I almost fell out of the seat when I saw this discussed in the Dirshu. But the Dirshu has this discussion. So that's as one of our great rabbeim would say. I would imagine say that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous to have such a girsa to say, because then in such a case, first of all, the person who's going to say it is not going to be able to say, who listens to it is not going to say amen. So even though this was quoted in the Orchis Rabbeinu that some had suggested, the Chazon Ish was against it, Rav Ozner is quoting the Shari Bracha that says that in such a case you won't be able to say the Amen, and therefore it would not be suggested. So lo tzarech lomar, lo tzarech lomar. Okay, we'll stop Ezra Hashem over here for fire.